We continue today in our journeys through Shmon Esrei, and we find ourselves today in the bracha of Es Tzemach David Avdochem Hiras Tzmiach, the bracha that is about Malchus Beis David, the restoration of the Davidic kingdom. So literally translated, we say Es Tzemach David Avdochem Hiras Tzmiach, may the offshoot or the sapling of your servant David soon flower. V'karno tarum b'shuasacha, and may his pride be raised by your salvation, for we wait for your salvation all day long. And of course, interestingly enough, we know this bracha follows on the heels of V'Yushalayim Ircha Barachamim Tashuv. Both brachos seem to make reference or are focused on messianic redemption. So in the bracha V'Yushalayim, we ask for the rebuilding of Jerusalem, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And in fact, in that bracha, we also speak about the restoration of the Davidic throne, but yet in this bracha of Es Tzemach David, there's a specific request to go ahead and restore the Davidic monarchy. And the question, of course, is why? The question is, why do you need a separate bracha? In other words, the restoration of Davidic monarchy is part and parcel of Mashiach. Mashiach is Mashiach ben David. Mashiach himself comes from the family of David HaMelech. There's going to be a restoration of a monarchy when Yerushalayim is rebuilt, the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. So why the need for a specific bracha? So we're going to spend a few days on this bracha. But for the first lesson from this bracha, I want to highlight something really incredibly amazing, which is perhaps Chazal were trying to sensitize us to who David HaMelech was. What does it mean, the restoration of a Davidic monarchy? And to be honest, what does it matter to us when Mashiach comes, if the monarchy is from the house of David or the monarchy is from someone else's house? What does it matter? As long as the king is pious, as long as the king is wonderful, the king is holy. Again, does it make a difference to you and me if he's a descendant of King David, of David HaMelech, or not? Yet we see an incredible emphasis on the Davidic kingdom. And perhaps what Chazal is telling us over here is, you know what the power of Malchus Beis David is? The power of the Davidic kingdom, the power of King David, of David HaMelech, was an inability to be broken by life circumstances. You see, David HaMelech suffered from everything. Whatever difficulty or challenge in life you could think of, he had it. He had problems in his marriage. He had problems with his children. He experienced health issues. He lost a child. He had infighting, outfighting, enemies within, and external enemies, internal enemies, everything. In fact, they often say the only thing David HaMelech didn't struggle with was money. He had parnasa, one of the advantages of being the king. But aside from that, aside from parnasa, every other challenge that we know to be part of the human condition, David HaMelech had it. Yet, and one would have thought, that someone who suffered so much, had so many difficulties, would throw in the towel, would simply give up. Meaning, how much pounding could one person take? How many patches could one person receive? How many setbacks could one person suffer and still remain standing? Yet David HaMelech is the person who said, "Lemay yizamercha chavod v'lo yidom." Hashem, I will never be silenced. I will always sing to you. No matter what happens in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will sing. I will move forward. I will accomplish. You see, David HaMelech is not just the king of Israel. David HaMelech is not just the founder of a dynastic monarchy. But David HaMelech is the paradigmatic example of what a Jew is supposed to be, namely, resilient. Resilient. That no matter what happens, I'm going to keep moving forward. No matter how difficult the setbacks are, I'm going to surge forward. No matter what happens, what goes wrong, what takes a terrible turn, I'm going to find a way to get myself together and to move myself forward. That's David HaMelech. And so perhaps in Shmona Esrei, each and every day when we daven Es Tzemach David Avducha Mehiras Satzmiach, Kadosh Baruch Hu, bring the offshoot. What does it mean, the offshoot of your servant David? What does that mean? Right? The tzemach, the sapling. You know who the offshoot of David is? You're the offshoot of David. I'm the offshoot of David. We are the offshoot, not necessarily on a genealogical level of David HaMelech, but on a spiritual level. As tzemach David Avducha Mehiras Satzmiach, Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know what I'm asking for? Not just Mashiach, not just the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. I asked that in the last bracha. What I'm asking for over here is allow an offshoot of King David to sprout inside of me. Allow an offshoot of David HaMelech to take root and to grow inside of me. Es Tzemach David Avducha Meiras Satzmiach. Let that offshoot of David not just flourish in a messianic era, but let it flourish inside of me today. Because I need some of that Davidic resilience. I need some of that Davidic strength, because life is filled with challenges, and life is filled with tragedies, and life is filled with setbacks. And the question is, do you give up or do you move forward? Are you a regular person who often gives up, or are you a David HaMelech who finds the strength to move himself forward? And so we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Es Tzemach David Avducha Meira Satzniach. Allow the offshoot of David to take root and to sprout inside of me. Give me the power to be resilient. Give me the power to rebound. Give me the power to believe in myself, no matter how many times I fail. Give me the strength and the courage to move myself forward, even when I suffer such catastrophic life setback. Es Tzemach David Avducha Meira Satzniach is a tefillah for the Messianic era, but it's also a tefillah to give us chizuk, to rebound and to move forward each and every day. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.